Politicians, what's up? We're back. It's your host Dylan. Although I don't really use my name that much, you can call me whatever you like. Actually, please don't call me whatever you like. Just use my name or something. Some kind of positive reference, identification, verbal identification mechanism. Hopefully nothing negative. At least don't address me by something negative. That would hurt my feelings. What feelings remain anyways. I've been conditioned and hardened into a pretty messed up person, if you even can call me that anymore. But if you do happen to run into me one day, please address me as something somewhat positive, because I don't really want to carry around all that negative shit associated with my name anymore. Like Dillweed, Dildo, Dill Pickle. Those are the three main ones, but there's other weird ones. You know, I'm only going to give you the obvious butcherings of my name, because if I start giving you the creative ones, it's going to get out of hand. Like the Dillionaire. I mean, I actually like that one. You can call me that one, but I think you understand what I'm saying. And I'm not the only one with one of these names that you can just kind of, destroy. Ashley Ashtray, Ashhole, Ashmouth. That one's pretty, I don't know, you have to use a pretty good deal of imagination to bust that one out. But, you know, what's your, if we're naming this Brad, Faggy Brad, or Fag Brad? I mean, none of us have escaped this, you know. I'm just reflecting on mine, actually. Mine are disgusting, though. I mean, Dildo? Like, can you actually call someone that and get away with it? Anyways, that used to happen. But it was actually supposed to be an homage and like an honorary tribute to Bob Dylan, believe it or not. That's how my name was supposed to be received unto the world. Which, oddly enough, I don't even consider myself a Bob Dylan fan. You know, a great big fan or medium fan or otherwise at all. I'm just not really, I don't really hate the guy's music that much. If I had to say so, it would definitely be music I would never consider actually spending time or energy or money on obtaining. Maybe it might be worth a torrent download, but it probably wouldn't ever go in any CD player or anything. I don't like his voice. I love you, Mom and Dad, but you named me after a horrible singer. It's pretty much how I feel about it. There's other great musicians that I do love that I'm fans of, but I wouldn't want their name, you know? And, you know, Elton John, don't want the name Elton. No, I don't. No, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Sting. I don't really want my name being one letter away from stink. Thanks anyways. I understand you're a rock star and you're trying to be cool. But if you're in the second grade or younger and your name is Sting, there's a lot of ways to hurt your feelings. And you must have gone to private school or homeschool or something, because your ego obviously remained intact until you became a multi-quadrillionaire. I'm not really proud of you. I'm not jealous of you. But I will say, hey, you have your ducks in a line. You know it's important. And you got it done. But the thing is, why was it Sting in the Police? Because if it's Sting and the Police, then it's actually just the Police, because you're a part of the Police. It's how is it Sting and then the Police? If it's just the Police, I'll take the Police, and Sting, you can do your own thing. Why is it Sting and the Police? That's what I'll never understand. I mean, for example, it's not Les Claypool and Primus. It's fucking Primus. It's not S.A. Martinez and 311. It's just 311. Is that making sense? What is so special about the fact that you're the bass player in the band The Police and you have to just Sting and The Police? No, I think the band's just called The Police. In fact, I bought a CD and the name of the artist was The Police. And what happened first? The chicken or the egg? I mean, what happened first? Sting or The Police? That's one of the most delicate fabrics of the universe that I have yet to unweave, but hopefully it's going to happen one day on this show. How's your Halloween, everybody? Mine was all right. I didn't do trick-or-treating, but I just had a good old-fashioned celebration at my own house. That's all I did, you know, with classic cooking of the barbecued foods and plenty of candy and fireplace sitting and wearing masks and stuff. All that stuff we did, that's for sure. And I knew I wasn't going to go trick-or-treating, you know. The free candy thing is more just kind of an iconic concept that we can all visualize and use. We can use that concept as a means to communicate different things that we feel about Halloween. And, you know, of course, one of the things that we had to definitely articulate and acknowledge was just the consumption and gluttony and kind of that acceptable greed aspect of it, you know, because from my understandings, the initial basically origins of the asking for trick-or-treat candy stuff was from people begging door-to-door in the olden days, because at harvest time, the well-off families have extra, you know, I get extra in these fucking bums' eyes, extra vegetables and foods to eat. And, you know, the end of October is definitely a bountiful time of year. So I guess these beggars would go door to door asking for little niblets of food and stuff. And, you know, but now in 2013, it took a while for it to get to this point, but now it's just about celebrating our innate desire for more, you know, more for free, which is actually, I still think it's neat that we actually have a day set aside for us to do that. But of course, you know, basically we spent the month kind of really highlighting that point about Halloween, and it was fun. So I'm still kind of eating Halloween candy. I'm not even done with that. I'm still celebrating that stuff about it. I'm glad all the dietitians out there were around to help me out with all that, getting psyched for that. So that was really excellent. And I hope everyone out there had a fantastic Halloween as well. I think all the Halloween photographs and stuff are going to stop appearing up on the Facebook page. But don't worry, just visit facebook.com/strangediet, because there's going to be more newer stuff always up on there anyways. And you can just scroll down and look at the Halloween stuff anyways. So it's cool. It's just going to be newer shit up on that for us to just check out instead. Including, you know, working on new graphics and everything for different projects that are going to be, hitting the public sooner or later. You know, of course, that movie is still getting... Oh, yeah, by the way, I released a little trailer for that thing. It's more like a teaser, because the official trailer is going to be still to come, but I released something for you. You can search up on YouTube, Strange Diet Vid Channel, V-I-D Channel, Strange Diet Vid Channel. Search that up on YouTube, and there's that Eat With Your Eyes teaser. I guess you want to just get a little taste of what's going to be on that movie. One sec, you guys. I gotta fix up this recording just for 2 seconds here. All right, I'm back. I think that's going to solve my issue. Also, if you search up for that Strange Diet vid channel on YouTube. Soon I'm going to get the Arthur Moss video clip up on the YouTube channel. So for all the old school dietitians out there who have been wanting to see that for a while now, I'm just going to get that shit up there. And that way we can just get Arthur's message seen by as many people as we can. And, you know, maybe one way or another together we can just make something happen. I still got that guy's number. Like I said, I can forward that off to anyone who has, you know, a personal method to just help this guy out with what he's kind of struggling with. You know, that'd be really cool for the guy. Or maybe we could just... you know, as a unit, come up with something and pull together. Cause like, I'm kind of, I don't really stand behind movements or, you know, things like these group activities, usually ever at all, actually. And if it were to ever happen for me, it would have to be something I completely believe in. And one thing I totally believe in is not perpetuating these insane situations and conditions that people live with through the use of pharmaceutical prescription fucking drugs, which is one thing he does not want. He wants true, accurate fucking medical assistance. And, you know, if anyone deserves that, it's not poor people unwilling to pass drug tests for fucking welfare. It's servicemen and women. So that's one thing I'd actually be willing to sacrifice for, although I don't really have a whole hell of a lot to sacrifice right now. But I'm not complaining, but it's on my mind, and it's something that would be nice to be able to do. And of course, there's 101 ways to get a hold of me. You know that, of course. StrangeDietFuture@gmail.com is one way I can... read any emails you would like to send to me regarding the show, Arthur Moss, or anything otherwise, of course. And then there's the phone number, 530-615-8104. Wow. That was a horrible verbal fucking error. Fucking surprised myself right there. Shit. Okay, let me try that again. Phone number is area code 530-615-8184 for any dietitians out there who would like to get a hold of me for any questions, comments, and concerns about the show or for any other reason. The phone number is now in effect and it gets hit once in a while. We get to hear from Kenny Irwin Jr. on this particular episode. He's got a little cameo appearance. And if you haven't checked out his more recent videos, including the professional microwaving of a Nintendo 2DS, I suggest you check that one out. Or maybe you can offer yourself a little viewing pleasure by watching the microwaving of the gold iPhone 5 along with another phone at the same time. And you would be doing yourself just a complete service by watching these videos. And pretty much any video I have watched yet on the Dovetastic Microwave Theater channel. Even a couple of the water park exploration videos are pretty entertaining. So just check it out. It's a really just unique... freaking place to relax on this Dovetastic channel. I like it. Okay. It's out. I like it, okay? I like the Dovetastic YouTube channel. So sue me. It's a good channel. Give it a chance. Kenny, you're just so wise. I just have one question. If the Strange Diet broadcast ever caught on fire, what should I do?
Then you have to go ahead and use the hygrosonic. Boom! Blaster! Boom! Boom! some viewing pleasure to you. So stay tuned, because this is Dubtastic from Dubtastic Microwave Theater, and I'm going to be professionally microwaving the next generation game systems that will include the Xbox One and the PS4. Coming soon to a Dubtastic Microwave Theater near you this November.
Thanks, Kenny. I have something to do this November now. I highly appreciate that generous gift that you give to your viewers. What are we doing, you guys? What are we doing? And I'm not talking about what are we doing as society, people with just too much trash. We have a trash problem. I'm not saying what are we doing like that. You know, I'm not saying what are we doing like... We gotta stop hurting the ozone. I'm not saying that kind of what are we doing. You know. What are we doing? I'm not saying the what are we doing, like, no more hunting, you know. It hurts my feelings. I'm not saying that kind of what are we doing. I'm saying what are we doing with our systems and the way we believe in them and the way that we actually and the way that we don't believe in them but we just don't do anything about it. Like, a lot of us like love to point it out, you know what I mean, and like not a whole lot of us like to change what we do or like do anything about it. A lot of us just like to kind of complain about certain things, but I think I'm complaining about the fact that people are complaining about the wrong thing is basically what I'm complaining about, because, you know, it's true, not enough people on the planet are getting fed and stuff. You know, that's a horrible shame. I believe that problem ought not to exist, and it, you know, hopefully can go away one day. I don't think that there's any real... This is the plan and that's the solution, you know. I don't think that's how this problem is. It might be a migratory issue that the planet and the inhabitants of the planet have to go through once every X amount of generations. Who really knows, you know? We've only been around for just a minute portion of time as far as the Earth's history concerned. And, you know, that's always going to be sad, but what are we doing devoting economic fortitude to that problem? Because the economy was created out of thin air by people to suit their needs. People necessitated the economy, and at least the economy that we use, which is whatever, you know, that's one thing. But it's just getting hijacked, mismanaged, and just dismantled by... you know, and people lobby and, you know, try to swing the economy one way for their cause. You know, some, one of these causes could be to feed the world or to, help the environment or to save baby rhinos, you know? But I'm complaining that we don't have people saying, no, the economy is for one reason. We have it for one reason and one reason only, is to perpetuate basically the prosperity of humankind. And that's all we need it for, you know. If we're all making one thing or providing something to society that another one of us needs, and we can't barter directly for it, we need a middleman. And we can't literally just hire brokers and middlemen for every situation. So the middlemen and the lubrication of economy is money, and that's what it ought to be for. It doesn't need to be devoted to providing poor fucking people with food stamps, and it doesn't need to go toward providing poor fucking people with education packages, scholarship packages, you know, government subsidized scholarship packages. And it doesn't need to come from the government down to state universities, funding you know, where the funding is coming from, different levels and different wings and branches of the federal government, and basically in turn the economy is getting funneled into some of that education bullshit. And there's a lot of bullshit that the economy gets funneled into that it just doesn't need to get funneled into. You know, the medical industry, or what do you call it, the health field in this nation has always been privatized, you know, where we could always obtain the best health care we could afford with the economic currency we use, you know, the dollars and shit that we make when we work, and that was our middleman to get the best health care provisions we could get, you know. And that was a great use of money. And it actually, you know, for now, I guess it kind of still is. It has been a little fucked up, you know, over the years. It gets more fucked up, especially with like pharmaceutical industries and their kind of infiltration into the medical field. And that's an example of a proper use of money.
And an example of an improper use of money would be to tax the stuffing out of us. That way you'd be able to generate enough money, not earn enough money, but you would be able to generate enough money by taxing us so significantly that in 4 more years you could theoretically afford a healthcare system. But who can afford this healthcare system? Whose money is that? We don't even have the money to prop up a pretend healthcare system anyway, so let's just tax the shit out of us and devalue our money even more to come up with this healthcare plan that doesn't make sense. And by doing that, you have thrown all of our money in a ridiculous, nonsensical spot where we can never get it back. Money does not belong in that area of society, and the healthcare business should be a privatized thing where we can deal with one another and use money as a way to leverage with our counterparts. You know, now with the power that money does have out of the equation, what are we really putting our health into? What kind of hands are we leaving our health into? Because if I can't trust my money to take care of me, and I definitely can't trust Obama to take care of me, who am I now trusting to take care of me? Which is a great example of a mismanagement and a misuse of money, which, you know, is kind of like what I'm saying. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? That's just the wrong thing. Why has no one ever come out and said, yes, there's been people come out and say the healthcare reform is a screwed up bill and a bad bill, but where is the section and sect of people saying, we don't need to worry about that problem through a money, you know, a money based solution? Okay, the, you know, curing each other and healing the sick, that has nothing to do with money. Healing ourselves and curing our own sick, now we're talking money a little bit. Okay, that's where it would make sense. But does it make sense for me to spend money I don't have helping someone I don't know get better when I don't even trust the methods anymore? Like, that is some shit that doesn't make sense. And that's kind of a what are we doing thing. You know, it's one of them. Let me try to articulate another one if I can. This one's a little more complex, but how about this? The disguise of knowledge as being something anyone can get for a price. Now, let me explain. At least my personal experience, I've always been graciously informed by my teachers all the way up the school chain that if I want to make some big bucks, I need to graduate college. And, you know, of course, people go to college to get smart. So when they come out, they have a leg up on the competition. I forgot to mention a couple things to me as they were giving me the big college pitch. They forgot to let me know that you don't need college to be smart, which is the number one thing I came to realize was bullshit after I got to a certain age, is that, you know, college doesn't make you smart. I met plenty of people that came out of college that are still pretty dull, you know, they're just not intelligent people, you know, I guess, in my mind. What else did they forget to tell me about college? Oh, they forgot to tell me that I might not be guaranteed a scholarship because I'm not an ethnic minority. So I might need to either study hella freaking hard for years and years, or I'm just going to have to buy my way to college. They forgot to tell me that. Well, I figured that one out too, though. Oh, shit. They forgot to tell me that people only live about 80 years. That's actually a long life. They forgot to let me know that college takes 8 to 16 years to completely ream inside out and gut for all its certificates, degrees, and paper goodies. It takes a good chunk of time to get done. And they forgot to tell me that when I'm done, I might owe someone a little money. All they told me was that I was going to be real, real smart when I was done, you know. But somewhere down the line, I think I came up with a rationalization that, you know, college is truly just, it's a way for someone to sell you something that you could never buy anyways. I mean, we got state-run institutions. Can I just make that a word? State-run institutions. That basically they're telling you we're gonna sell you an education. Like that's weird right there. We'll sell you an education. When you're done, you're gonna be smarter than everyone who doesn't buy one of these educations. And don't worry, if no one believes you, we're going to make sure that you get the job. If you're going to get this degree, we're just going to call it a degree. No one really knows what makes it a degree, but you're going to get this degree and it's going to get you a really cool job. All you got to do is buy your education at my state university. You know, and college is received as kind of, you know, higher education. Actually, it's not even received as that. It's literally what it is. It's higher education. So basically, we got people born into society thinking you need to obtain a higher education, and college has been labeled as such. So now we're all trying to get to college. We've been all sold on the idea that we can all be smart. We can all get the golden education. We can all get the dream job. It's within all of our reach. You either need a scholarship, you need a hell of a lot of money, or you basically just need to be a kick-ass sports athlete, but you can get to college and be extremely smart. You know, not every single college, but a lot of colleges are federally subsidized, you know, that's not even a secret much anymore. People are already kind of catching on to that, which means they receive federal dollars and pay their teachers with those dollars. And those teachers teach what the feds want. You know, okay, I'm sorry if there are teachers listening to the show. You might be mad because, oh, I teach whatever I want. I teach the good stuff to my students. I'm not a government zombie. You know, I'm going to just agree with you. You're probably a great person. You know, you live honestly. I've had good teachers. I know they're out there. The fact remains, you're in the system, and it's all in your favor to keep convincing people that. I fucking get it. You know, I'm not even going to argue with it about it. It's actually true in your mind. So I'm done with kind of speaking about the personal character of teachers. You know, that's kind of a non-issue with where I'm going with this. Basically, we have this economy with so much money, and it used to be X amount of money, but now it's X asterisk amount of money because they just keep making more. You know, and now the economy has found its way into our educational system. Interests have been compromised. Yet, what are we doing? We still tell our kids and send them off to college, telling them that they need to get an education and be smart. So we got kids hearing that message, and then somehow, you know, maybe these kids aren't as intellectually, you know, with it as some of the dietitians. You know, maybe these kids don't get to college and they think that they haven't made it. You know, they think they're a little less than people that do get there. It's a horrible psychological letdown for anyone to have to go through. I kind of know what it feels like. You know, I remember senior years. Everyone's going off to different state colleges. I'm too fucking poor. My grades weren't fucking good enough. Here I am thinking that people are going to go get smart without me, go get rich without me, because I was just a little behind or some shit. I don't fucking know. You know, and then one day came to realize, you know, maybe I can still be smart anyways. Maybe I don't need the high-rise desk job that requires that SFS degree to get that job. Maybe I can be smart, and maybe smart people have a place in the world anyways. Maybe that place doesn't involve any high-rises. But I was thinking, you know, if the idea of college is to make people smart enough to get rich, then I'll just skip college and I'll just get smart enough to get rich. I know there's people in history that have done this before, so I know it's possible. And let me just kind of mention, the goal, you know, the goal isn't really to get rich, because I'm saying, what are we doing? That's kind of the topic here. Money isn't really, it's so hard to explain to someone right now because we've been going too long in this direction, but money isn't really this tool to be used to become rich and wealthy. It's really, all it is supposed to be is so we can continue the advancing of our society. You know, money is there so that can happen. If people have nothing to work for, nothing new happens, you know, and if people are stuck trading with one another, that's it. The barter system, things just don't move quickly because we're all kind of stuck in the Stone Age. I mean, shit, if it's barter this, barter that, it's like, what do I need in the next 5 minutes? You know, you throw money into the mix and you realize I can sit on my 5 nickels till I can run into a guy with a pink insulated carpet. That's what money is. It's not to hoard it and become powerful and shit, which is, that's, I understand that's backed up in the human condition. I'm still trying to figure out a way how to get around that. You know, I jumped off a little bit with where I was going with that educational system shit. I'm just going to stay off it because I'm pretty sure everyone understands where I was going with that, how it's all just like the, what are we doing, chasing this dream of becoming educated in the hopes of becoming rich, like that whole, and we promote that though in elementary. We tell our kids to go to college and get rich and shit. That's the amazing thing that I'm starting to understand, was just that is the what are we doing part. It's not what college do I need to go to or which ones should I promote, you know, or sign the petition to receive more fucking money from. Like, that's not the what are we doing, you know. That's really not it. The it of it. That's not the thing that's insane. the thing that's insane is that we actually want that stuff. You know, I understand it's backed up in the human condition. You know, money gets in the equation and it just becomes another thing in the fucking world that we grab it, we use it, and how does it work for us? Like, what can we, it's like an elastic piece of the pie that we're all sitting in this blueberry pie that's the world, and we're all just kind of, you know, bathing in it, and then when a little blueberry kind of floats over to us, we just grab it. How can I use this blueberry? Well, you know, it's flat on one side. I'll just kind of scrub my feet with it, and the other side looks like it has a little sugar glaze on it. I'll eat that side. Well, I'm full now. I'll just sell the rest of this blueberry to the guy sitting in the blueberry pie next to me. And that's just the human condition. It's like, it's kind of like that Darwin thing, like, you know, above, like, let's just advance, kind of advancing, you know. I understand that's what happened when money got thrown into the mix. That was never the intention. It's hard for us to even kind of fathom that now, because when we hear money, I just kind of think of riches and things I can do with money. Really, the only thing, I keep saying it, all that it was for, it was so we can just deal with people we haven't met yet. That's kind of it, what it was fucking for, and that human condition got in the mix. So we have the What Are We Doing episode, try to reverse our psychology. Our psychology is the thing that's fucked up, not really our methods. Our methods are a little fucked up too, I can't really deny shit. I just realized I recorded a lot of that like super quiet. I'm gonna have to freaking boost that volume on a lot of that shit, but that's the what are we fact. That's the what are we doing factor, you know. And I hope it came out right, because it wasn't about me complaining about the retardation of my, you know, fellow citizens. And it wasn't supposed to be symbolic of how I'm unsatisfied with existing. And I hope it didn't get absorbed into the negative emotion banks, because that's not really what I was trying to do. I was just trying to be the first one to vocalize, at least in my life, the first one I know about to vocalize that we're complaining about the wrong shit, you guys. You gotta separate, you know, what's worthless and pointless and what will actually get the job done. And if we want to take time as a society and complain about world hunger and global warming, if you really want to spend that energy, you must be able to spend the energy to legitimately correct the issues or come up with a real reason. And legitimately correcting the issues is not funneling money into politically based climate change bills, you know? And FEMA food drop programs over third world country. That's our money, asshole. Stop asking for it to just get wasted and shit like that. Fuck, that's a greedy as hell, but it's the right kind of greed. Selfish is not anywhere fucking written as bad. Everything is bad when it gets taken to that extreme, but fuck, leave my money alone. Good God. Have a good week, dietitians. I hope that made enough sense for y'all. Da-da-da.
Use the email address strangediet.future@gmail.com to voice questions, comments, and concerns about the show, or to write in for surveys taken. Call 530-615-8184 to reach our official phone line 24 hours a day. And remember, whatever you say might make it onto the air.